Philip Pierre, deputy director, today's date is 11/25/2024. Dictation is for Mr. Donald Binford. Binford spells B-I-N-F-O-R-D. Donald spells D-O-N-A-L-D. Date of birth is 07/03/1968. 56-year-old gentleman here with a lump on his elbow, his right elbow, on requesting medication refill period. Next paragraph. Patient said he has a history of hypertension. Was prescribed lisinopril several months ago, but has run out. He also stated that he sits in a chair which has a wooden handle and will often bump his elbow into the wooden chair and now notice a lump in his region of his olecranon bursa. He says the lesion is not tender, just appears, quote, ugly, close quote. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems are reviewed negative, except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 205 over 108. Repeat blood pressure is 183 over 100. Patient had a lengthy discussion about his blood pressure. He indicated that he does not have insurance and funding his care is difficult. Period. He requested a refill of his medication, stated that he will come back to have labs drawn because he can't afford to have labs drawn today because of funding, period. He was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room where he can have extensive studies done without having to pay up front. Says he understands, but would still like to have some medication. But in the meantime, he decides to go and get himself taken care of, period. Next line, pulse 79, respiration 18, temperature 97.4, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, necessary effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgia gait, period. No edema in lower extremities, period. Next paragraph, skin abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, question. Neuro alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerve, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension, number 2 is olecranon bursitis. Assessment number 3, medication refill period. Patient's medication was refilled as follows: lisinopril 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Patient was given a lab slip to have the following labs drawn: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. He's indicated that he will come back another day to have this test done. He was given the opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. Again, I reassured patient that his blood pressure is high and that he should go to the emergency room to have it evaluated. Says he understands and will comply. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse. End of dictation.